The head of the Philadelphia Orchestra has announced she'll step down at the end of the year when her contract expires. Allison Volgamore has served as president and CEO of the orchestra for 8 years, one of the more turbulent times of its existence. A period including a bankruptcy and a musician strike, though it also saw the launch of international partnerships, local outreach programs, and the hiring of one of the most dynamic music directors in the world, Yannick Nezet-Séguin. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that Volgamore says she put the organization on the path to financial security.
There have been highs and lows during Allison Volgamore's leadership of the Fabulous Philadelphians. She brought in music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin, one of the most dynamic conductors in the world right now. She revived the orchestra's presence in Asia with new artistic and diplomatic partnerships. She launched local community outreach programs. Also, during her tenure, the Philadelphia Orchestra became the first major U.S. ensemble to declare bankruptcy. The musicians took a pay cut in order for the organization to stay solvent. Some left. Later, last fall, the musicians went on strike just minutes before they were supposed to play the season-opening gala. Through it all, Volgamore kept the lights on.
Yes, this has been a time where we've had to make some very challenging choices. But look, the orchestra never stopped performing in these 8 years. It always brought itself fully to the stage, and I am so grateful to our musicians, the Fabulous Philadelphians, for constantly delivering great music.
Perhaps Volgamore's biggest accomplishment during her 8-year stay in Philadelphia was to turn around the orchestra's finances. Major capital campaigns have increased the endowment, and earned income has risen 28%. Volgamore says she's leaving because the orchestra needs new leadership to carry it forward. As for her,
I don't know what's next. I've never done this in my career, but I am casting myself out to the universe.
For the next 6 months, she says she will prepare her staff to transition to different leadership. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.